Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Kalam of Islam and Gimel, and we learned Simon Hay. At the end of Simon Hay, we mentioned that the Chayyadam starts talking about some applications, or we start talking about some applications of these different toldos, which come out of the Malach of Ma'abed. It's important to clarify a few things. That number one, that Ein Ibud Ba'Ochlin, theoretically, the process of processing food with salt, etc., might be understood as it should go under the umbrella of the Malacha of Ma'abed. You're doing a tikkun in the food using salt, etc. But Chazal tells us Ein Ibud Ba'Ochlin. It's not diamond to what was the process of Ibud. Ibud is to use these various different chemicals or processes to change something, create a permanent change, which you'll then be able to use, etc. The goal of food is to make it edible and then consume it. It's not to maintain it, but it's to consume it. Even if a person is salting meat, to preserve it, they used to use salt as a preservative. They'd make it very salty to the point that it would remove so much liquid that it would not spoil, and then be able to use it for traveling, etc. And when they wanted to eat it, they would then soak it in water to remove some of the excess salt and make it edible. So even that process still goes under the halacha of Ein Ibud Ba'Ochlin, and it would not be considered the malacha d'oraisa of Ma'abed. We will talk more about the Yisr of Malicha, of food, even though it's not a derisa of them, there is going to be an Yisr Derabanan which needs clarification, which the Chayyadim will present in the upcoming Simonim. The Din of Ibud does not require that it should necessarily be something which is a natural material. Even a man-made material, which benefits from the process of adding oils to it, and the smoothing process, or this adding suppleness to it by adding oils to it, would go under the malacha of Ma'abed. So that when the person is discussing shoes, it's not necessarily only true we're discussing something which is a natural material in the shoe, but even a man-made material in the shoe. Some shoes have a man-made type of plastic which looks like leather. The process of Ibud would be relevant to it, not necessarily the derisive process of the curing process which the Ibud does to the hide, but these toldos would be applicable to that material as well. Rafalk and his sefer has a fascinating question. Do we discuss the concept of Ibud? Would it apply to contact lenses? The soft contact lenses need to be preserved, maintained through putting them in moisture. There's a potential discussion in regards to the malacha malabi when a person puts it in the solution, cleansing solution to remove the various microscopic and invisible oils and bacteria which develop in the lens, which could cause it to deteriorate. But besides that, there is a process of maintaining its moisture when a person soaks it overnight. And he points out that that's not the concept of Ma'abed. Ma'abed is when you're taking something which is not necessarily usable as is, and you're enhancing it over here. All you're doing is maintaining the moisture levels overnight. But it says in a case where the lenses have been out of the solution for a long period of time, it sometimes contracts or bends to a way that's not really usable as such. To apply it, to put that back into the liquid, to have it absorb, the lens absorb the liquid, and therefore reverts back to its original shape. He suggests that might go into the Malacha Ma'abed. I have not seen other person discuss this issue, but I do not have a clear opinion of it myself. Just want to point out that he introduces a fascinating application, modern-day application, of the Malacha of Ma'abed. Blessed Hashem. With the next year, we'll move on to the concept of Malicha by Eichlem, which we'll discuss starting in Siman Vav and onwards. Meanwhile, have a good day.